In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison takes to social media in a pre-election pitch video. Australia's Vaccine Advisory Group announces COVID-19 boosters are not required for 12 to 15-year-olds. And in sport, Victory beats City in the Melbourne Derby. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tom Kennedy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used a one-minute social media video to cast himself as a pillar of stability in uncertain economic times, ahead of an expected election call on Sunday. In the clip titled Why I Love Australia, the PM points to big events Australians have battled since the last election, including natural disasters and a global pandemic. Mr. Morrison adds that while there have been setbacks, he believes his government has navigated a successful COVID-19 response.
40,000 people are alive in Australia today because of the way we managed the pandemic. 700,000 people still have jobs and countless numbers of businesses that would have been destroyed. This is why, as we go into this next election, what's firing me up? We're actually in a really strong position.
There are only two Saturdays left for the election to be held, the 14th or the 21st of May, with any delays this weekend meaning MPs would need to return to Canberra next week. Australia's Vaccine Advisory Group has announced COVID-19 boosters are not required for 12 to 15-year-olds. The call follows a provisional go-ahead for a Pfizer booster for the age group by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who recommended the cohort receive a third shot 6 months after their first two, regardless of which approved vaccine they received as their primary course. The TGA says its review of overseas data in assessing the need for a booster has been vigorous and it follows approvals issued in Israel, the UK and the US. However, the Australian Technical Advisory Group has declined to follow suit. The federal government has pledged $85 million and at least 10 million COVID vaccine doses to the COVAX Advanced Market Commitment. At the Global 2022 Break COVID Now virtual summit, world leaders and donors came together to commit $6.45 billion in support of equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. End COVID for All and Pacific Friends of Global Health have welcomed the move as a crucial milestone in the global effort to vaccinate the Pacific region of the world. But FGH Chair Professor Brendan Crabb AC told SBS this funding is only a quarter of what is needed.
It is a big amount of money, but in fact a drop in the bucket compared to the ongoing pandemic. Imagine the next Delta, the next Omicron, the unpredictable next variant, which is actually, of course, very likely to happen given so much of the world is unvaccinated. The impact of that dwarfs sort of numbers like hundreds of millions of dollars, absolutely dwarfs those sorts of numbers.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv to pledge tighter sanctions on Russia and more arms to Ukraine. Britain's defence ministry says Russian forces are targeting civilians a day after a missile attack on a crowded train station killed at least 52 people. According to the British ministry, Russia was focusing its offensive, which included cruise missiles launched by naval forces, on the eastern Donbass region. It says expected air attacks would increase in the south and east as Russia seeks to establish a land bridge between Crimea, which Moscow annexed in 2014, and the Donbass. Alexander Shputin, spokesperson of General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, says Ukrainian forces are thwarting the advance.
On the territory of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, the defenders of Ukraine over the past day have repelled 7 enemy attacks, destroyed 9 tanks, 7 armoured vehicles, and 5 vehicles of the enemy.
Pakistan's parliament has begun voting on a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Imran Khan after abruptly adjourning for 13 hours. Voting commenced after Mr. Khan met with the country's top army general, Qamar Javed Bajwa, after reading details of a court ruling ordering the vote, which the PM's allies blocked last week. Speaker Asad Kaiser adjourned the session, but said the assembly would reconvene later in the day. Mr. Kaiser did not give a reason for halting the session before the vote, which Mr. Khan is expected to lose. It comes after the former cricket star turned politician vowed to struggle against any plot to replace him. And in sport, Melbourne Victory has beaten City 3-0 in the A-League Melbourne Derby, running away with the game in the opening 30 minutes, thanks to a goal from Jake Brimmer and a brace from Marco Rojas. Saturday marked the first time Victory has beaten their rivals in the derby in 840 days. City beat Victory 6-0 and 7-0 in past derbies in the 2020-2021 season. This time, Victory coach Tony Popovic praised his players, calling the derby game something special. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth shower or two, 22 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 29. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 26. Hobart, showers increasing, 24. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, early shower or two, mostly sunny afternoon, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, shower or two, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, possible shower, 33. Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Tom Canetti. This is SBS News.